I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Imagine yourself as a high school English teacher trying to inspire your students to grapple with the complex nuances embedded in Shakespearean literature. Not an easy task, you may be thinking. But as many of us have come to know and appreciate, often many years post-high school, Shakespeare is chock full of profound insights and life lessons, if only we have the patience and persistence to delve into the bard's writings. In this week's essay, English teacher Chris McEnroe brings Shakespeare into his own life, along with those of his students.
Each year, as I prepare to teach Hamlet, I wonder if, yet again, it will be worth it. Just do it, I tell myself. But I wonder. Sometimes I admire him. Sometimes I want to kick him in the teeth. Could the whiny, overly romantic, too smart for his own good Prince of Equivocation teach me anything in his grand moments of pause? My students never think so. Hamlet is a dusty old castle with a dusty old monarchy speaking dusty old English. Technically, it's not old English, but not to equivocate. Just do it, I tell them. Hamlet has something to teach you. What, they say. What indeed, I wondered while walking the outlet stores in Wrentham. To dream more than to purchase. But the messaging gets into my head. Buy stuff, and you will be stronger, better looking, more virtuous, sexier. And yes, the more money you spend, the more money you save. I passed the giant Just Do It placard advertising the Nike outlet and thought, where's Brooks Brothers? I can't afford Outlet Brooks Brothers or even Consignment Brooks Brothers, but there I was, just like Hamlet, stuck in a dilemma. To be a man of action, to be strong and better looking with a swipe of a credit card, or to be financially reasonable, to take no action and remain looking like a middle-aged, unprincely English teacher. From Hamlet's princely grave, he whispered, just do it. Just do it indeed, I thought. I was just there to window shop anyway. Why not go to Brooks Brothers? And that is where I began to reflect. The learning sciences tell us that everything in a learning environment contributes to the emotional context of learning. How then mighteth Brooks Brothers maketh me a champion of learning? Would learning researchers, led by Polonius, not say, don't you care about your students? And I began to hear my students, led by Hamlet. Just do it, they said. I find myself, from the very first line, who's there, fostering the very same message that pervades my outlet jaunts. Be strong, Hamlet. Be less poetic. Just do it, Hamlet. Right to the moment, he does, and gets undone by the very act of doing. It's satisfying, sure, but the lad winds up dead and decimated, whispering to a middle-aged English teacher in a Brooks Brothers outlet store. Just do it, he says. You can be just like me.
Chris McEnroe has been on the English Department faculty at Tabor Academy in Marion, Massachusetts since 2005. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.